deciding to put yourself first isn't easy. It is the last thing we often want to do. Think about the pace of your life, the responsibilities on your plate. How do I get the reset I deserve? From the SkyTerra Wellness Retreat, this is the Inspired Intentions Podcast, where we help people build the skills and mindset to live a healthy life. I'm your host, Jeff Ford, and we've brought on not one, not two, but three past guests to discuss wellness and how when you slow down and take time for you, the unexpected can happen. Authenticity and honesty push this conversation to one of my favorites. And the best part is that it was with people on their wellness journey, just like you. After our main segment, we will get your focus right for the rest of the week. Up first, Alan, with your listener Q&A.
Thanks, Jeff. Today's question comes from actually a guest here on campus who attended one of our really awesome classes called Nutrition Busters, which is led by a registered dietitian that we have here on staff, Maddie McDonald. Maddie, thanks for being on again.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, this question was really cool. I had no idea on the answer. Maddie shared this with me. It was a question that came up in Nutrition Busters from a guest. And so the question is actually all about eggs, which is not something that we talk about a lot, but there's a lot of different types. And so the question was basically, there's a lot of types of eggs when you go in the grocery store, free range, pasteurized, cage free. There's all different kinds of packaging, organic, whatever that looks like. Is there actually a difference? And from your perspective as a registered dietitian, which one would you suggest to our listeners?
Yeah. I mean, so the three that I'll kind of touch on, cage free versus free range versus pasture raised. So cage free, with that, it only requires about 1 square foot for the average bird when they're being raised. The birds are not really stuck in their cages, but they do have access to the outdoors. Now, with that, they do have 100% of a corn-based diet, so they don't necessarily eat the stuff on the ground. So all 100% corn-based. And then with that free range, they do have a little bit more room to kind of go about. They have about 2 square feet per average bird. And again, they do have that outdoor access. Weather permitting, they can go inside outdoors. And then they have access to the outdoors for about 6 hours per day. But again, they still have about 100% of that corn-based diet. So not really much of that all natural kind of stuff. So with that, then pasture raised, they have quite a bit more area to kind of range and go about their day. So they have about 108 square feet for the birds. And then with that, they do have access to eat whatever they want on the ground, which is, so they don't have 100% of a corn-based diet, which is really something to look at when you're looking to choose your eggs. With that, the pasture raised eggs tend to have a little bit more omega-3s and vitamin D within the egg itself. So it could be a little bit more beneficial for overall health.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So pasture raised would probably be the way to go with your egg source.
Now, are those typically a little more expensive when you go to the grocery store?
Yeah, though they will be a little bit more pricey, but eggs are generally not the most expensive thing on the market. So you'll probably pay another dollar or two for a pasture raised, like a couple more eggs, but that might be something to look at.
Yeah, the added benefits there.
Well, absolutely.
That's a super interesting question, something that I've never had a conversation about, but it sounds like it's a pretty clear answer. Pasture raised is the way to go. I know that's what I'm going to be looking for now.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks, Maddie, for bringing that question up to me and answering it. Listeners, I hope it's been helpful and enjoy the rest of our show.
Have a good one.
Hey, listeners, guess what? It is Alumni Week at SkyTerra Wellness, and we have brought on three incredible human beings who are alumni of SkyTerra. First off, we have none other than Anna in the booth. Hey, Anna.
Hi, Jeff. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, welcome to the podcast. And were you proud that Alan dragged you into this conversation today?
Yes, for sure. Yeah. Because, you know, I've listened to the podcast now for a year or so, and I was so
excited.
Every episode? Oh, yeah. I have a drive, like a 10-hour drive here. So I,
that's
the
where
last
you do your
time,
catch-up time.
Heck yeah, I do. I generally will listen to it every week. But on my way down, the last time I came in January, which was like a long drive through the winter. And so I started at one of the lower numbers and listened, you know, straight through for hours.
Love that. Alan, did you hear that? We actually have people who listen.
At least
cool.
me. You have one. You have
we
one
have
solid.
One listener. So Anna, tell our listeners where you're from and how many times you have been to SkyTerra.
I am from Maryland near Annapolis, and I've been here 3 times. This is my 3rd time, my 4th week.
Sweet. Well, we are looking forward to hearing your story and all the changes you've made as a result of putting yourself first and taking some time at the retreat. Also with us today, we have none other than Wendy. Hey, Wendy, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Wendy, how many times have you been to SkyTerra, and where are you from?
This is also my 3rd time, and I am from the suburbs of Chicago.
Nice. Love the suburbs of Chicago. Now, do you know Anna? Like, did you meet her first time around, or is this your first time with her?
This is actually my 1st time meeting Anna, and it's always wonderful to meet new people here.
Yeah, and we have one other guest with us today. Told you listeners, 3 incredible human beings. We have none other than Brad with us. What's up, Brad?
Hello, Jeff.
So, Brad, are you getting comfortable on air?
I am
ready to
trying
do this?
To become comfortable, yes. I'm not used to a microphone being in front of my face.
Well, your voice sounds great, and we're so grateful to have you share your story today with listeners. Where are you from? How many times have you been to SkyTerra?
I'm from Chicago. And
not the suburbs?
Not the suburbs.
So like the actual real city.
The actual real city.
Unlike Wendy.
Yes, true. And this is my 2nd time. I went for 1 week last August. And so this is, I'm here for 2 weeks right now.
Oh, awesome. So we are ready to dive in. I think the best perspective we can share on Inspired Intentions is just individuals who have taken time to break away from their environment at home and come to SkyTerra and hear about the achievements and new routines that they've built. Before we get to the success that I've seen from all 3 of you, because you have returned and showed me some pretty cool, incredible new things about all of you, which we'll dig into, let's start with the problem. So, Anna, what were your reasons for coming to SkyTerra the first time around?
I actually was looking specifically for a wellness retreat.
Okay.
And I did some research, and it was actually at the tail end of the COVID outbreak.
Okay.
And so I looked at different factors. And so some of them are a little bit more woo-woo, right?
Yeah.
And some of them are just yoga. But SkyTerra has such a comprehensive program. It really seemed to speak to me in all of the areas that I was looking for.
What made you start searching for a wellness retreat in the first place?
Yeah, I think I think I'm probably the quintessential just person that Teresa always talks about.
Sorry. Teresa, general manager, SkyTerra Wellness.
Yes. And so ironically, when I called, I actually got Teresa. I don't know how that happened now that I know her and that she's so busy. But we spoke for about an hour, and I had gone through some big events in my life, some big challenges, and I've got to a place in my professional life where I wouldn't say burnout, but I definitely knew I needed something. I needed a reset. Like you always say, it's such a perfect term because I really needed that.
Yeah.
And so I knew it. And ironically, in January of last year, I had done one of those vision boards. You know, I did some program for work.
That's
and
cool.
On it was a wellness retreat. And when I looked at my written goals last year, I realized, oh my gosh, I actually did that, you know, and it felt good that I did that. But I chose it because of the variety of activities and areas. I love the education and, you know, not just the workout, it's just such a comprehensive program. So that's what I was exactly looking for. And it's on the East Coast, so it's
makes it a little easier.
A crazy travel. A lot of them were international at the time.
Yeah,
when you look at them, and it was COVID. Those places were hard to get to.
So it sounds like you were at the tail end of the pandemic. You were in need of almost that reboot around some self-care, the work-life balance piece.
Big, yes.
Yeah,
that's my biggest challenge, of course.
Okay. Well, I think we can dive into that a little bit more. Wendy, tell us about what allowed you to gravitate towards a wellness retreat? Like, what was off in your life?
It's a great question, and my answer is probably different than you've ever heard.
Yeah.
Because I didn't look for a wellness program for myself. And I was here because my daughter was at the SkyTerra Embrace program, which is, as you know, it's for the young adults that are struggling. And it was an opportunity for me to come down and visit with her for a week. And I was blindsided by SkyTerra Wellness. I didn't recognize what I was getting into for myself. I thought, you know, it's all about my daughter. I'm here to help her. And the next thing I know, I'm here for a week, and it changed my life. It opened my eyes. I recognized I need as much help as our daughter Babs needs. And I just took it all in. And for the first time in years, I spent time on myself and paused, and it just blew my world away. And I knew that this was going to be a place that I would attend not just once a year, but as much as I could get away.
Love that angle, because it sounds like SkyTerra was very unexpected for you. Listeners, SkyTerra Embrace is a program that typically lasts 8+ weeks for students. And Wendy, from what I remember, signed up to do the parent piece to it.
Correct.
And that's where you're explaining that it was like almost a huge surprise that you were able to get so much out of that 1 week for yourself.
I never think about myself. It's all focus on the kids, the family, yeah. Work. I never would take the time, and I need this as much as that everyone, and it made me slow everything down, whether it was work, and you know, I needed this.
After that first week, what were some of the things that you realized needed attention with your wellness?
Well, and the other thing is, I was here for that 1 week, and after 3 days, I went right up to Teresa and I said, "Can I stay?" And she said, "There's one person that, you know, you guys are always busy, but," she said, "there might be one person that can't make it." And 2 days later, she said, "You're in." And that was like Christmas morning. That was the best. But I found out that I needed to have a routine. I needed to move my body more. I needed to get out of my desk and don't work 10 hours a day and make better choices for eating. You know, I'm up and down all the time, and when I'm eating well, it's great. But once I fall off, see ya. I'm gone for a couple months. So
yeah,
this just, it really got me on track. And then I came back 5 or 6 months later and brought my brother Brad, who's here today.
Yeah, so listeners, they are related, Brad and Wendy.
Yeah, that was a big, I don't know if we were supposed to.
No, I was waiting for y'all.
Yeah.
I didn't want to overstep.
Big reveal. Big
and yeah. You know what's so cool about this is this is the first time we have ever had siblings on the Inspired Intentions podcast.
Wow.
Yeah. So, Wendy, it sounds like you realize your physical fitness was off and moving your body brought so much more back into your life, and then also recalibrating your eating patterns was a big takeaway from the initial stay.
Yes.
Now let's kick it to Brad just to hear more about your reasons for coming. This happens actually quite a bit. Someone comes to SkyTerra and they say, "Hey, husband, hey, partner, hey, brother, hey, sister, we've got to get you to this wellness retreat because it made a difference for me." So Brad, what did that look like for you? Of course, you probably heard about it from Wendy, and yet I bet you had some different reasons for taking the plunge and saying, "Hey, I think I want to do this."
I would say, just like Wendy, I was blindsided. And in that, when my sister said that this was such a transformative experience for her, I said, you know, sounds great. I mean, this sounds interesting.
Yeah.
But Wendy then said, you know, why don't you look it up, see if you're interested? And actually, to be honest, I didn't. I just wanted to spend time with my sister. We live in the same city, or I live in Chicago. She lives distant from me.
You're in the city, Brad. She's right, out in the exactly. suburbs, you know?
But I don't see her as much. So I saw this as an opportunity to spend time with her.
Yeah.
I knew that it had a great benefit on her, but I didn't look at the website. I literally just showed up, not knowing what I was getting into at all.
That's so cool to hear your priority was the quality time with your sister.
It's true. Yeah,
and
it's true.
And I don't think that's dissimilar from other guests who have been here. So it's cool to hear that that was the initial reason. So what happened during your first week? Like, what were some of the things that you realized might have been off in your wellness?
A lot. I could give you an entire list of what was off. But I didn't realize it. Like my sister, I work all the time.
Okay.
I didn't really realize that I was not taking care of myself also. So when I arrived, I started taking the classes. My sister had already participated in that element. So that for me was by myself learning. And each day there was, of course, a new seminar on what to learn about, a new course. So whether it was nutrition or sleep, every day I got a little bit more peace and I went, wait, I'm not doing this correctly. Wait, I should do this. Then it became more about not only hanging out with my sister, which was wonderful, but also about myself. How can I take a part of this program and bring it home?
Love that. It sounds like as you started to take some of the talk classes, the seminars, you were gaining new knowledge, tools, and strategies that made you think, wow, like these types of things could become the new normal for me.
Right.
And these types of things are important for my health.
Exactly. And I think it was important because I know you taught some of the classes and you made it clear, like this is a lot of information, but when you go home, if you just take one or two of the pieces and you work on them, that will transform your life. And I can say, honestly, it did. So I'm very grateful. And so now I see myself as a part of the SkyTerra family.
Yeah.
When Wendy said she wanted to go back, I said, when, how long, I'm there.
Well, great segue, Brad, because I know after being with a guest even for a week and they come back for their second week, it's not that I just see the physical changes. I see a lot of the mental and emotional changes too, which is pretty incredible and tough to describe. So I'm hopeful y'all can do a better job than me in describing those changes because you've lived it. And that's where Brad was already alluding to this. So I want to jump into some of the changes you have each experienced as a result of taking care of you. So let's kick it back to Anna. What new routines have you established since leaving SkyTerra?
Well, I would say I'm listening to them talk, and it's so interesting, I have to say, to hear everyone's stories, because I've just met them, and they're a lot of fun,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And I didn't hear those really personal things, of course, because we met a day ago.
Yeah.
And then we've been competing against each other, so we couldn't get too close. Yeah. But
SkyTerra Fitness games.
But no, really. But it's so interesting to hear everyone's stories, and I love to hear the effect that it has on everyone. After I came the first time, I never met Alan that first week.
You didn't?
I did not, because I was so focused on the classes and the time of year. Yeah. I came in April, and at the time of year, whatever time the classes that I wanted to go to, the talk seminars, mm-hmm. were almost at the same time as the hikes. So I thought, well, gosh, I can hike anywhere,
yeah.
right? And so I'll do that when I get home, and I wanted to take in as much of the education as I could. So, and then everyone said, oh, well, Alan's amazing. Those hikes are awesome. And I thought, well, okay, well, next time I'll come back. You know, I almost immediately knew I needed to come back, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the biggest thing the first time was Lindsay. You and Lindsay. I will say, I'm so sorry. I talk and move my face at the same time.
We love it.
Okay. So, and I can say that because she's your wife. I'm sure you hear it all the
time. I'm familiar with who she is. Yeah.
So, yeah. She's so amazing. And the first thing I have is a mindset change. So I can't say that everything has changed perfectly like I had foreseen it after leaving. Like, you have all these goals about routine and changing everything.
And I think
everything.
That's everyone's image after going to a retreat. So it's great that you had clarity that it didn't perfectly happen exactly as you had envisioned with the routines. But I'm hearing a mindset shift was the biggest thing.
It was huge. It was absolutely enormous. It was actually life-altering for me. Yeah. I would go that far to say, and I don't feel like that's overstating it.
How did the mindset shift?
Well, the very first talk I went to was Inspired Intentions, ironically. And I don't consider myself, I don't share emotionally a lot. Because as a boss and an owner, I don't have coworkers. So you don't have that kind of relationship with a lot of people other than people in your family.
Yeah.
And so the first part of that was really assessing why you came, what your challenges are. And I hadn't really thought that through. Mm-hmm. And some of the things we needed to change. And I realized in the conversation, and I remember so clearly because Vicky was standing next to me.
I remember this too.
Yeah. And I realized I hate my reflection. I didn't go as far as say I hate myself. I hate my physical self. And that was an enormous epiphany for me at the moment. And it was so sad, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. And actually, through the week, several people came back to me. And they could totally relate. And they shared with me one-on-one. They were like, I want to talk to you. I've been through that. Or I'm going through that. It was amazing to open that up. And then the other big piece for me was Lindsay and her discussion about the poodle science. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay, I talk about that almost all the time. I do it with my daughter, with people who talk about their since being here and about, hey, we are expected to be poodles, especially women, but many of us were born labs or mastiffs and it touched because remember, my life is dogs. Mm-hmm. And so in my business and everything, and it was like, oh my gosh, that is so true. And I remind myself of that all the time. And so I got rid of the apps. So I had been, you know, using one of those popular apps for years.
Like tracking.
Years, like 8 years I had history of it. And Lindsay's like, delete that from your phone. And I stopped weighing myself, writing everything down. And I just saw it as in a whole life switch, you know, shift, I should say. And that I looked at every meal as the meal I was eating, not, oh gosh, I ruined it this morning, so now I'm ruining it for the whole day. I really looked at, okay, what am I eating? I started eating clean. That is the biggest change for me. So I stopped getting processed food, eating out so much. And I do drift because life happens and I start to get back into those routines. I have a crazy sweet tooth. I love desserts. And so I find myself drifting and then I got to bring myself back in and I pull out. I do have a binder. I keep everything from here, all the recipes, all of the talks. And so I pull that out and I kind of revisit some of the things that the checklist that she sent us home with or you went in. And so I do a lot of that periodically. And
I love that. So you were referring to your home plan. You kind of go back to your home plan and check through that. That's a class that Alan leads every Friday. And to add further to this poodle science and how that connected with you, what Lindsay is teaching is that we're all different shapes and sizes. And the more emphasis we put on the scale, the more we get into an obsessive nature with our bodies, it may not actually be rooted in what's right for your body and how you want to live even. Where what I really heard from you is you shifted how you looked at food, where you looked at designing a plate that was nourishing and clean is a totally fine word, where you just wanted to be putting healthy food in your body and not maybe have as much judgment around the food that you had in the past. Is that what I'm hearing?
I would say judgment, yeah. But I think it's interesting because no one else really judges us. Right.
Yeah.
So, no, as much as it's in my head about, I always joke, my situation, right? So my middle of my body, you know, and I'll be like, I got to work on this situation, right? And so I understand that really that's in my head. And so I would make all of these self-deprecating jokes. And I made it an issue when I was talking to people or interacting with people. And I realized no one else cares about that, right?
Yeah,
they really don't. And so
not be having this self-talk anymore. Like, this is not effective with my relationships or just like how I want to show up.
That was a huge change for me. I really was conscious about not doing that.
Wow. No, that's absolutely great that you say that. And I couldn't agree more. I mean, this is something that I learned also when I was here. the idea of viewing yourself and how really other people look at you and do not judge you. And I actually took this home and took this same knowledge and I talked to my kids about this. Oh. And that really helped. I mean, not only was it a nutrition element, but just don't be so hard on yourself. And it's so great to hear your story, too.
It's freeing.
Yeah.
It absolutely was freeing. I would use that word. Yeah. Yeah. And it didn't happen overnight. Let's be clear. Like, I don't want to make it seem like, oop, it was all gone. I find myself drifting sometimes.
Yeah.
And recently I've been drifting back into that. Because, you know, of course, I've got my ups and downs. And my health correlates with the stress in my life. Clearly, I've learned that.
You made that connection.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. It's a sad – it's really sad to see it and experience it and be trying to avoid that. But I pull myself in and I understand. I give myself permission. I'm not too hard on myself. I'm like, okay, I went through that time. I'm drifting away. Now I pull it back in.
Yeah.
And that actually helped bringing me back. So that's what drove me to come back.
Very cool. I think Brad hit the nail on the head there with just not being so hard on ourselves. And what I'm hearing from you now, Anna, is – acknowledging that drifts happen. Drifts happen on these small levels every single day, every single week. And sometimes we get in our own way by having false, over-the-top expectations that are actually probably not possible for any human being. And so I think you're doing a great job normalizing like how life has looked after SkyTerra. And it does sound like you've been able to catch these drifts a lot sooner than in the past.
Hello, Inspired Intentions listeners. It's happening this week. This Wednesday, May 18th at 6 p.m. Eastern, SkyTerra's executive chef, Peter Brinkerhoff, will be doing a live cooking demonstration on our Facebook page. He'll be showing you how to make chicken piccata. If you haven't already, head over to the event listing on our Facebook page for your grocery list so you can cook right alongside Chef Peter. It's almost like having him right in your own kitchen. Now, back to the show.
I want to go back to one piece, and then, Wendy, we definitely want to hear more about some of your changes that you've cultivated in your lifestyle at home. But Anna struck a chord with me when she spoke to the vulnerability she portrayed such early on. And I remember she came up to me after the Inspired Intentions class. I remember you just triggered it in my brain. Was that at the old campus?
No, it was here.
And you were with a quite incredible group. I remember that group pretty vividly. And not that, you know, all our groups aren't amazing. Anyways.
I believe it was the alumni week.
Was it?
Last year. Because I was not alumni and there was a spot. So I was with all these really awesome people.
Doing it. Anyways, long story short, we stepped out of that classroom and she just said this small comment to me and it was, I don't usually share to that level. And I think what was so cool that I just heard in your reflection of what's different is you made some deeper connections with people by being able to be vulnerable really quickly with your challenges. And then that first week, all week long, it almost sounds like you had the experience that, you know, you realize you're not alone and that the community aspect program seemed to make an impact for you.
This whole non-judgmental group that you bring together, and I'm not sure how you achieve that. Like, I think SkyTerra is amazing because of the staff you've put together with all of their special skills. But somehow you attract – your marketing must be just on point because the people who come want to make the change. And they once you get here, I feel like there's no judgment at all.
100%.
I agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't wake up in the morning and go anywhere like I do here. This is the most put together I am today because I have something else.
You feel very comfortable in yourself
when you're here. It's not even a factor. I don't even look at people and think, oh, what are they wearing? Like, it just doesn't even cross my mind, nor does it cross my mind how I look. And so that is
incredible. Has some of that translated over to home?
I think that I'm trying to get over my self-image and my concern about how others perceive me. Yeah. I think that is going to be a lifelong struggle.
That's your process.
Yeah,
well,
I do think everyone
deals with that. You know,
but here I feel free. When I returned, on Sunday, and this is my third time, and my last time was so much fun. Thank you, Alan. I went on every – if you have a dog, bring your dog. because I didn't the first time, and so I would borrow Vicky's dog, you know, her little Nelly.
Yeah.
And so I would like, can I miss my dog. Can I walk your dog?
Listener, she's referring to Vicky Love.
Yes, Vicky Love. Famous Vicky Love.
Yeah, first alumni ever on the podcast.
I think so. She was, yeah. Ironically. So she and I live near each other.
Whoa.
So we've gotten together for lunch, and I love Vicky. And so it's so funny. We connected. She's the one who came up to me.
You ever notice when Vicky gives you the wink when you're...
I know. It's like a cheerleading,
I've never told
right?
her I really like that about
her. Yeah, she's like, yeah, right? So she's great like that. But anyway, so when I came back on Sunday, the last time I came, I want to share that because I'm looking at Alan, and I just love you. I mean, I think that's it might sound strange, but it's like there was such a nice connection. You just are so genuinely giving and beyond all the facts that you know. But you're, you know, again, I feel like you're very not judgmental. And so, you know, I wanted to cheer the people on yesterday who went on the hike for the first time because everyone's worried about, can I do it? Is it too hard?
Yep.
You know, is it too long? And he's like, and he's so very non-assuming. And he's like, oh, you'll be okay. And he's real sweet like that. And I'm like, you'll be fine.
The eye contact. It sells it.
He should add a wink, maybe.
Is that it?
That would be good.
You need a wink too, like Vicky.
Yeah. I think Anna's buttering up for some extra hike bikes.
No, oh my God, right?
She's trying to get something
out of
this.
Hike bikes. No, but no, really, honestly, I have to say it enhanced my experience so much. Yeah. Bringing my dog. So I really encourage, the grounds here are beautiful. We go hiking. And it made me more active because I don't want to leave him. You know, he's sitting while I'm exercising here, so I don't want to miss any hikes because I feel like he's going to miss out because he loves them. And, you know, and you love my dog, so how could I not love you? So, but it really made it even more wonderful. And so coming back on Sunday, the closer I got, you know, the last, like, half hour, I was giddy. And then that sounds crazy because what are you giddy at 48? You know, I don't know. But I was so happy to be back. And then I got back and everyone was like tired from traveling. I'm like, hey, I was like, so excited.
Your excitement was dialed.
Yes, I love it here.
It's the best.
It is.
I was made fun of. I came from the airport and I don't wear any fancy clothes. I had a step up from a t-shirt, and Kristen turned to me and she's like, oh my gosh, why are you so fancy? And it was
yes, joke. Kristen.
Yeah, I think I had jeans on.
Remember, I even packed. I packed shirts for dinner. What was that? And Wendy's like,
your first time?
My first time too. Just, I did that too.
I just wasn't thinking.
He forgot.
I forgot how casual.
You know, it was
it
the middle
be.
Of the night when I was packing, and Wendy's like, "Why do you even have jeans?" And I'm
I
like,
"I should have made
it.
I did bring jeans for when
down.
I leave it's, me.
Yeah, good to be prepared just in case.
Well, I have a closet that's very sad right now because all the clothes are hanging there and no one's paying attention to them. So
they're getting a vacation while you're
they're
vacation.
Getting a little vacation, yes. Right? Yeah.
So Wendy, let's hear about the changes to your world. Tell listeners a bit about, after leaving SkyTerra, some of the new routines that you implemented.
When I left here, I had aspirations that, you know, you can go back and try to change 15, 50, 100 things. And one thing that I took from the classes, again, it was just pick one or two things, like Brad alluded to earlier. And I knew that was my speed because I knew, even though I was ready for a big change, I knew I still was going to work. I knew I still was going to worry about the kids and the family and the dogs.
The responsibilities were still going to be there.
Yes. So I had to be realistic, and I made a goal to walk every morning for an hour with the dogs. And I actually, you know, people probably think, okay, now they just make stuff up. But I listened to the podcasts every day till I listened to all of them. And I always thought to myself, I would never do one of those.
Yeah.
And here I am. But I did it, and I loved it. I just felt good. And
this became your new morning routine?
It was my morning routine. If I had an early meeting, I would do it at lunch. And my midday routine would be, don't grab something quick and bring it back and work. But I took the time.
Took a lunch break.
Yes. I actually walked away from the computer, sat down, ate like a SkyTerra plate, a healthy, well-balanced meal, and it just was a great routine.
These were the two major routines that you saw implemented and are now very consistent?
They are, except like Anna, the ups and downs.
Yeah.
I really wish we could get frequent flyer miles for these flights up and down, because I have faltered in the last several months. And and I don't know if it was because I knew I was coming here and I could kind of let, oh, well, why don't I just enjoy myself, because I know I'm going to get that reset.
Yeah.
But I'm going to disagree with you a little bit, Wendy, because I think maybe one aspect, like maybe you're not walking every morning, but you still have the mindset of this is the right thing to eat. I mean, you didn't lose sight of everything. I think you've always, you know, there's little pieces that I think you keep carrying with you. But you might drop off one thing and then get back to it. But it's not like a before where you just abandon pretty much.
Well, that's it,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so that extreme, oh, well, I'm off,
yeah,
right? And I don't diet, and I hear all of these. And I will say, when I'm listening to the news or seeing things and you have all these new fads and these new studies, and I hear Lindsay's voice, I'd like to see the science on that.
Yeah.
You know, she'll say that. And I'm like, you know what? I is that really valid? Does it really matter? You know, all these little fads that come up, it used to eat at me. Like, oh, and then I'd look at my pantry or look at what my choices were, and I thought, well, what am I supposed to eat?
Yeah.
Right? And so I go back to the basics, and I kind of hear your guys' voice in my head, and I'll think, okay, park farther away because you got to move more, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I, you know, go to the shopping center and I park farther away because I remember those little things add up.
They all count.
And that permission to, oh, if I didn't get it in the morning, I can get it later. That's okay.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
I can't get 30 minutes in, but if I did a 15-minute ride, I'm okay, and it makes me feel better. I used to only work out in the morning before I came here. And if I didn't work out in the morning, that was
it. It wasn't going to happen.
It wasn't going to happen. And mm-hmm. I totally got permission. And I know it sounds crazy, but my mindset changed that it was okay to just get it in when I could.
Yeah, permission that being flexible is a part of keeping up with the lifestyle. I also love the word that Brad used, abandon. And I think it's great coaching on the podcast, because sometimes when you feel like you're not as dialed as you were, it still doesn't mean we've completely lost the mindset piece. We've completely not acknowledged that something is off. Where I think that's probably the biggest transformation I see with kind of the mental piece of this is folks know how to stay out of drifts that completely push them away from who they want to be after leaving SkyTerra and how they want to live. Now, let's kick it over to Brad. New routines that you've seen implemented into your life since SkyTerra.
The best thing for me right after I got back was the walk in the morning. And Wendy and I would check in to make sure we were walking.
We even sent pictures of
where you were.
There's a lot of sidewalks in front of our pictures on our sidewalk. But for me, I never, and I can say never, went outside. Ever.
Because of work, kids.
No. Just... Even if I exercised, it was with an iPad in front of me watching a TV show, because I'm a completist and I have to watch every show. That would be the only reason that you would get me to walk, would be on a treadmill inside. I never went outside.
Wow.
So for me, there was that whole idea of how important it is to get actual sunlight into your, and you talked about that, into your irises, into your eyes.
Yeah, for sleep.
And so that was important for me. So getting up every day, 6 o'clock, walking for an hour. I can't say I always listened to your podcast, but I certainly did sometimes. There were some good murder ones along the way too.
But, that makes you walk faster.
But the idea was I wasn't staring at a screen, and I was getting outside. That fell by the wayside when it started getting really cold in Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago's tough from a fitness and activity perspective in the wintertime.
Right. So, and again, I didn't want to really get back to the treadmill with a screen in front of me. So that's where I kind of fell back a little bit. And I'm excited because I'm back here now, because I know for Wendy and I, it's starting to get nice in Chicago and it's getting back into that routine.
Yeah.
But for me, the probably the most important thing was eating better. And I have definitely lost weight since I've been here. But I did that because there's a list of items that you guys suggest at a grocery store.
Yeah,
and that's the one thing that I'm saying about a piece. Like whenever I go to the grocery store, I now consciously look at everything I'm ordering. Now I might eat poorly sometimes, or I might go out, or I might have an extra drink. But I always know when I go to the grocery store, I'm going to get these items, and that will be my support when I'm making meals. And that's what I think has helped me a lot. And that's why, even though maybe I haven't exercised as much, I'm eating better. And even if that's just one meal a day, that had a tremendous input over time to my diet.
Yeah, very practical. And just so listeners know, Brad's referring to the brand and grocery store list. You can find that on skyterrahome.com. It's like a 6-page document that lays out the categories of food.
It is so helpful.
Yeah,
I didn't know if we would find the brands. I remember going for hummus and there was that, was it Hope or something like that? And I looked specifically for what Lindsay had put on the list or that we had discussed in the class.
Me too.
And
I was like,
they have that everywhere. And they were good. And so I do go back to some of those things. And I have to laugh because I hear you saying about the working out piece about where you worked out. Just so if I can add, I think one of the things I took away, especially from our walks, was that I didn't have to be at a gym.
Right.
So I had some sort of a mindset that I needed to be. I actually got rid of my gym membership because it was just truly another guilt factor for me that I didn't make it to the gym.
Movement versus exercise.
Right. That is it. That was life changing again. So for me, I bought a bike, a stationary bike that sits in my bedroom. You know, and you know, I like a pretty room. And my husband's like, "You want it there? Yes, I want it right there.
I want it in a place that you actually want to go to.
Exactly. Right. And I want it right there by the window. And that is where, and I, you know, I get on the bike. I love those, you know, Peloton program. I don't know if it's
okay to
say
Peloton's
that.
Great.
Love it. Yeah. Love it. Now, I don't do it as much as I would like to, but I don't feel guilt. I don't feel the guilt of not getting to the gym. And then when you get to the gym and you have to do that grueling workout and you just, I just love being. Feeling like I'm in control and it's okay.
Yeah.
And that sounds so strange because, you know, as adults, you think, oh, we have so much freedom, but we put so much pressure on ourselves and, you know, working out has to look like this.
Yeah.
Right. But with SkyTerra, there's such a wonderful philosophy of just move.
Right.
Right. And that was okay. Like if I couldn't get that hard workout, just move. And that would be better than nothing.
Yeah,
right.
Because I was when I was doing the treadmill, I would be like, this is the speed I'm at, this is the incline I'm at, and it was always this very methodical, like this
kinda,
is what I need to
rigid.
Do. Yeah, but when you're walking, and really, but then because I didn't want to do that, I maybe wouldn't get on the treadmill. Mm-hmm. But walking every day, that's different. You're at your own speed, and you actually really taking care of yourself, and boy, that helps in the morning.
And it's emotional also. Yeah. So getting outside and actually walking, that was the piece. That's it. Yeah. You know, for when we go hiking, it's just this, I don't even know how to verbalize
there's
it.
There's chemicals that are, you know, happening in the
and
brain.
And you can't be doing other things. You're
walking.
Not distracted by your kids or phone calls or text messages. And I don't look at any of that stuff when I'm walking or when I go out. And so it is not just exercise, but it's also really good for my emotional
unplugged
well-being.
Time, self-care.
Yes.
And that's what I'm really hearing as y'all go back and forth is the emotional and mental shifts around the activities that became part of your lives.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is it bad that I like an e-bike more than a Peloton?
No.
I don't know the difference. So
it just kind of helps.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
I
love it, when you get into those Peloton programs, my husband and I, it's become a funny thing. Like he's got dates with these really hot women on there.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
it's very funny.
Well,
and
he knows that you're in love with Alan.
Oh,
you know,
that's
true.
Right. I didn't mean it like that. I meant I love you, like, you know, platonically. But okay. Because I have a cousin I want to hook you up with. But that's another.
Cool. All right. Cousins out there.
This is a whole new podcast.
Yeah.
You can cut that.
We're getting the circle of the finger. Keep it moving from our executive
He's
producer.
Like, whoa, get it out of there.
So we've made him uncomfortable. That's always the goal when he's not on air. Brad, I want to have you just kind of round things out on the changes since SkyTerra. Are you comfortable sharing your accomplishments? I know that we never preach about the physical.
Right.
However, you and I had this interaction yesterday.
Well, I was surprised. I mean, I honestly didn't know. I got the sheet. I haven't really shared this with anyone. I don't think I even told Wendy this, but I was at my highest weight ever when I showed up at the program. Again, I didn't come here with the intention of losing weight. It was just, this is where I am and I'm not doing anything about it. But when I got the sheet yesterday, the comparison, I lost 25 pounds since then.
Wow, 20. It was 25.
That's amazing.
25
pounds,
which is kind of surprising. Yeah.
And it sounds like you even shared that your movement routine has kind of been off a little bit here and there.
Yes. Oh, no, it has. But again, when it comes down to it, it had to do with the food, the changes in food, and doing those exercises as semi-regularly as possible. But it's such a big change from doing nothing. And that's where I was before.
Yes.
So that was surprising. And of course, with that, my you know, my fat, my visceral fat, everything's sort of going down. But I was absolutely surprised because when I showed up at this alumni weekend, some people that I was there with before said, oh, you look great. I'm like, do I? I mean,
yeah.
Like,
right.
I mean,
almost
I feel
don't
good.
Yeah,
it.
Someone said, you look half your size.
But I mean, the thing is, I sometimes don't focus on that, but look what's happened. You know, yeah. Over this time period, I've lost this weight.
It's been a year, too.
It's been since it was last August.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I can't say that I've done great, but overall, slowly, the weight, and that's the healthy way to lose weight anyway, right?
Yeah.
So, I was very pleasantly shocked by
that's
how
awesome.
I,
and what yeah. a great example of that it works.
Yeah, especially even if you don't focus on the outcome, the weight, and you focus on changing the mindset and implementing, like what I've heard through this conversation, realistic routines.
Yes.
It does work. And when these mini drifts come, you just recalibrate. And so I want to kick that to both Anna and Wendy. Like, Anna, like, what are you proud of? Like, there has to be something and things that you're proud of as a result of slowing down and taking time for you. And it may be less about, you know, composition change, but like in your mind, like what comes up for you?
Mindset, for sure. And I think, again, I go back to the same thing. I probably sound like I'm repeating the
you're
same
good.
Answers, but it's truly what I feel inside. The whole lifestyle change. And so you hear all of these diets, again, I go back to that, or people will ask me, well, what's your routine now? And I'm like, you know what? I've given myself permission. I don't have a, you know, static routine because my life, I'm not that person. And I also don't, it's okay if I don't work out in the morning, I'll work out later in the afternoon. If I really want dessert tonight, not only am I going to have it, I'm going to enjoy it, right? Because
nice.
That's another SkyTerra thing. Enjoy it. Right? I'm not going to lie, though, because, you know, I'm lactose intolerant and I still go for the Sundays. And then I, you know, I do, I'll enjoy it for a while. But no, but really, you know, just going back and just, it's okay to circle back. And so I have to just remind myself of these things. It's all a lifestyle.
Yeah.
It's not a diet. It's not a fad. It's a lifestyle. And so that is what stayed with me.
Very cool. As cliche as that
right.
Because
right.
we hear that all the time in wellness. I think legitimately you've loosened the reins. You've developed a mindset where you treat yourself as an individual and you have flexibility in the way you live, which
kindness.
Is pretty
that's
cool.
That's what made me just think of that. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
You're
but,
good.
You know, kindness, being more kind to yourself. And I think that was Vicky's response, that
yeah.
she wanted to be more kind to herself.
I agree.
And that's what we give ourselves mm-hmm. permission to
yeah.
do after we leave here. It's okay if you drift, if you
yep.
– and I don't want to say the word mess up because it's just different choices,
yeah.
right? And it's okay. We're not a failure
a mistake
because
is just
we had
information.
Dessert. Yeah, mm-hmm. I just, and it's so funny. People ask me, right after I left, I went to lunch with a friend, and she's like, well, I didn't know what you could eat. And I looked at her, and I'm like, well, I can eat whatever I want to eat.
And that's we could
yeah,
talk
huge.
For hours on that.
Right.
And that's where we go when we're shifting our life. We're like, oh, what can you eat now versus like what is just part of how you want to eat?
Right. And it's just looking at the menu and making better choices.
Yeah.
So with breakfast, I now, if I go out to eat, I get a side of vegetables, which
yeah.
is something, you know, different. I'll get the
yeah,
spinach
slight,
or I'll get tomatoes.
Slight tweaks
or,
to what you order.
Yes. And I don't get, you know, the waffles and the syrup and or whatever. Yeah. And again, sometimes I do because I want to, but there's no rules. That's what
mm-hmm.
I love. It's not rules. It's just teaching you to make better choices and being confident that those are good for you
yeah.
and that it's okay. That's the biggest thing. That should be your mantra. It's okay.
It's
you
okay.
can be
right.
human, right? Because
I
that's,
agree.
I think we beat ourselves up and then we start all over again. And it's just those cycles that has stopped for me.
It sounds like you should be very proud of stopping those cycles and very proud of the fact that you are now kind to yourself.
I would agree with that. Yes, yeah. Yes. Yeah, I still have. I don't want to have listeners think that, oh, it's all better and it's all perfect, because it's not. I still have that, those goals. We looked at our numbers and I thought, oh, gosh, I'm not necessarily where I want to be.
Well, and just for the record, listeners, Anna's very healthy, incredible human being. I looked at her numbers and, you know,
yes, I'm healthy.
I don't think any of us are ever exactly where we want to be. And that's part of life. But I do want to kind of iterate here that. Like, she's living a healthy life.
I do feel healthy. And I do embrace that.
Yeah. I want to say something here. The fact that I've lost weight, I didn't really notice that. Honestly, the most important thing for me in this program has been my mindset.
Exactly. Like, we're all in the same place.
I mean, I mean, when it comes to, like, I used to look at all these, like, these apps, the Twitters, the Instagrams, and the Facebooks, and that is where I started shutting that off. And as, again, walking in the morning... So it's great that I've lost that weight. That was a big surprise, but that's not why I'm here again. I'm not here because I want to lose more weight. I mean, that's wonderful. I'm here because it gets me in the mindset to walk. And guess what? If that is a benefit that I lose weight, wonderful. But that's where I feel good about myself.
And that's me as well.
Yeah.
I feel totally different, and I stand taller.
Yeah.
Well, I go back again and to what you ask back to the very beginning, the inspired intentions. Who's the person you want to be, mm-hmm. right? And so I go back to, it's not that I never thought, I want to be a skinny version of Anna. I want to be the 20-year-old.
No one ever says that. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I want to be healthy. And I go back to that as my goal. And I want to be active. I want to be that outdoorsy person. Those are the people that I want to be. And
right.
so, you know, I'm not going to, And so that is what I concentrate on. And that's my goal. I'm not always looking at, I want to be this size or that size, but I do want to feel healthy. And,
right.
you know.
Yeah, great reflection. Yeah. Now, Wendy, I want to hear from you a bit more on what you're proud of.
Again, mindset, of course. I agree with everything that they've been saying. I want to be present more, and I think I've done a much better job.
I feel
at
like
that.
You've achieved that.
Yeah, I think that's important.
And when you say present, is it like with your family? Is it with yourself?
It's a combo. It's first with myself, but then with family and friends and in my work. It's almost like I was a robot and just
going through the motions
and not really listening and, you know, just getting everything done and trying to make as much money as I can and, you know, just going all as hard as I can.
Sounds like your focus shift in that component of your life.
Yeah. Be more kind and just as I feel better about myself, I just seem to do more of that and less of the degrading comments about myself and the jokes. And,
yes. Mm-hmm. That's awful. I didn't realize how bad that got until I came here and I realized, why am I doing that? You know?
It's almost a warning signal. You know, sometimes when we make jokes about ourselves, it's because we do want to be a different type of person or we do want to have a different routines in our life. And we have to be careful of our self-talk. And I think y'all have done a great job portraying very common things that go through all of our brains every single day. Hmm.
Can I say something about the presence? Because I love that you said that. We were ziplining and when I was here last, and we were the group, and we got to talking about different places we'd been and things that we had done. And one of the members that was there, he said, "Hey, guys, stop. Let's just be present and enjoy this and only think and talk about this."
Cool.
And that example stayed with me. And when I'm out and I'm doing things and I find myself drifting into, I'm on vacation, I'm planning my next vacation, you know, things like that. Like I do that
good
all
example.
The time, right?
Yeah.
Right, because you have time to think about it. What do I want to do next? I stop and I think, let me just focus on this. And what a great example of when you're here, do you guys feel like, I feel like things kind of stop. All of the other stuff goes away.
Yes.
And even though I have to do a little work while I'm here, it's still, I'm so present with myself.
100%.
And, you know, really focusing on me and just healthy in every aspect of my life. And I love that. I think you learn presence here.
Yeah. Great reflection.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that'll connect with a lot of individuals tuning in today. So this has been great. I mean, y'all are podcast experts, for the record.
I mean, it's pretty early. We're pretty chatty.
It is pretty early, and we told you about this yesterday, so I've been very impressed with
Brad
Yale's,
and I have been working on this all night.
All night, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
just skip
you guys are hilarious.
Yeah. I know, they're so fun. So I want to leave our listeners with one practical tip from each of y'all today. I think we've spoken a lot about the mindset shift, and in, you know, one or two sentences, let's kick it off with Brad. What would you tell listeners to do today to shift their mindsets?
Social media. If you get affected by social media like I do, try, if you can't get rid of it, minimize it. That, to me, I think really helps me. And that's what I, and that was part of the lesson here. That was one of the lessons we learned. And, but it's just turning off or lowering that volume.
Great advice.
That's good.
Yeah. Wendy, one tip for listeners to develop the mindset that you've cultivated.
I think it's one day at a time. Don't beat yourself up and just keep going. Just keep moving.
Boom. Anna, finish us off here. What can listeners do today to create that
for
mindset?
Everyone, let go of the rules. All those rules that we have been taught and, you know, ingrained in our mindset before, let that go. You can work out whenever you want to work out. You can eat wherever you want to eat. Make good choices. And you don't have to meet that 30 minutes a day, five times a week. You do what you can do, and it's okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Dang. Three mic drop moments.
Wow. Are we teaching a class later?
I think
could
actually
totally do commercials for you guys, by the way.
I've got a 10:30, Brad. I'm going to need all three of you to fill in. And I think we can set up the room accordingly so you all can do your thing. Well, I have thoroughly enjoyed our time together. Thank you, Anna, Wendy, and Brad for being on the
podcast. Thank you so much. This is fun.
This was great.
So much fun. And listeners, stay with us for the 5-minute focus. Do you want to know the worst thing that you can forget to do each day? Like when you don't do it, the day usually ends up being quite miserable. Dare I say it, crappy. What I am referring to is when you forget to be grateful. It is so easy to get distracted with what is not going well in life that it becomes your complete focus. Human nature is to ruminate on what we could be doing differently or what could be done differently. It is second nature to hyper-observe the negatives. But life is simply just not the best when we fail to remember that life is pretty incredible and, at the same time, it has no timetable. We might not be here tomorrow. Just yesterday, we had a maintenance professional come to the house because our central air conditioning unit was making a funky noise. We fondly found out that we needed to replace it. The quote came back at $13,346. I was thinking like 8 to 10K, but 13K? Yikes. What I find somewhat hilarious about this situation is that when you get a new central air unit for your house, you usually aren't able to show it off to your friends like you would a new bathroom or a custom back patio. Guess what else happened yesterday? I walked out my door with $40 in my pocket, and when I got home, the $40 was nowhere to be found. For some reason, yesterday morning, I put an old pair of jeans on, and in doing so, I didn't discover that there were holes existing in the side pockets. The money made its way out. It didn't have a chance. Now, if these two circumstances didn't get the negative feelings going, just wait. My day got even better. I went to the mailbox when I got home and quickly realized that there was a letter in the mailbox from the IRS. That's usually a good sign. The letter explained that the amount of money I paid on my taxes this year was $500 short. let's just add another financial loss to the list. This time, $501.32, because the IRS collects interest. Seriously? This was the kind of day that I was having. I believe a day like this is the exact reason we need to remember to cultivate gratitude. Ralph Waldo Emerson says, "Cultivate the habit of being grateful for every good thing that comes to you, and to give thanks continuously. And because all things have contributed to your advancement, you should include all things in your gratitude." Think about it. The habit of being grateful. What's your process? Is this a habit for you? If not, I think it can be your focus this week. I think it can be our focus. Ask yourself, how can I make it easy to cultivate gratitude for every good thing that comes my way? What does it look like within my life, my busy schedule, to continuously give thanks? Whether you give thanks directly to the people around you, or you notice the small things to show appreciation for, you have the innate ability to build gratitude into your life. It's free. What I would also tell you to do this week is to adjust your rearview mirror. What do I mean by adjust your rearview mirror? After listening to one of my favorite organizational health experts this past week, Patrick Lucignoni, he pointed out, what we typically look at is past failures or painful experiences with little to no gratitude. Looking back, we are all guilty of saying to ourselves, "That was awful," or "Boy, I really messed that up." We are quick to forget that we can have gratitude for what that pain taught us and how that failure got us to where we are today. Stop seeing the bad in the bad and use the bad to see the good. Express gratitude early and often, and you will leave each day less miserable and less crappy. You will leave each day content and fulfilled. Thank you for taking the time today to jump into this episode. We hope you gained perspective from the three alumni that were with us today. It was so enlightening for me to hear that all of their mindsets were shifted in different ways. And remember this week to cultivate gratitude by looking at the small things every single day. Don't forget to look in your rearview mirror and acknowledge the failures and the pain of the past, and look at how those things have brought you into a new and evolutionary world. This has been the Inspired Intentions Podcast, a production of SkyTerra Wellness Retreat. If you have any tips and tricks for our executive producer, please email us at inspiredintentions@skyterrawellness.com. Remember, your friends and family have the opportunity to subscribe anywhere podcasts are found. If you've been enjoying this podcast, please give us a 5-star rating. That will help other like-minded individuals just like you benefit from the conversations we bring every single week. We look forward to having you join us next week as we cut through the unrealistic noise on diets and fitness and show you how healthy living fits seamlessly into your already busy life. Thank you so much for listening.